our sister station, 94.9 KLTY and Dallas Baptist University Concert Series, brings you Toby Max, This Is Not a Test. Saturday, December 5th at Verizon Theater with special guests Brent Nicole, Colton Dixon, and Holland. Get your tickets right now at AXS.com. For special discounted group tickets, hit up GetGroupTickets.com or call 844-381-4751.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiatis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Well, hello. Welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. Thank you so very much for tuning in for the next 2 hours on Ladies Can We Talk. We talk about all sorts of things that have to do with America and preserving our precious country. And we have a great show lined up tonight. We have, just starting in 15 minutes, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who will be on with us for two segments. So pretty much 6:15 to 6:45. And we're going to talk with him both about Hillary Clinton's testimony in the Benghazi hearings and also about a piece he wrote on the Alan West website, which I will direct you to. And it is about, you know, where we stand in the world today, kind of stepping back from the immediate international troubles, where we are watching history, and are we in a place where we need to be really taking stock, taking account of the rise of powers around the world, very, very antithetical to America, to world peace, and what we should be doing about it if we actually had a strong national military leadership in this country, which we do not. So we'll be talking with Alan West at 6:15. And at the top of the second hour, we have a new guest, someone I actually have not even met yet, but she is the president of the Rockwall County Republican Hispanic Club, and her name is Enid Reyes, and she's going to be calling in tonight. She is going to talk about her efforts to bring the conservative message to the Hispanic community and how she thinks that the GOP really could win more Hispanic votes and how we go about doing that. And joining me in our second hour roundtable, my leading ladies tonight are Carrie Kellerman and Jenny McGarry. We're going to talk about Hillary and what should the GOP do to get the women's vote, given Hillary is apparently going to be our candidate on the left, and because Joe Biden is now out and Bernie Sanders is a communist. So pretty much we're going to have Hillary. So we got to decide, how does the GOP talk to women? What do we do about that really vital demographic of young single women? How do we bring them along? So very packed show tonight. I want to kick off this segment. I call it my Speak Up for America segment. And I try in this segment to hit on one issue about America that really conservatives, patriots, just people who love America should be focused in on. And it takes a little bit of an explanation I just have to share with you to start with. And today's show is Sunday, October 25th. Well, just 2 days ago, on Friday, in the United States Congress, the U.S. House passed a bill which is being touted by the leadership of the GOP, the alleged conservative Republican leadership, is being touted as a bill, as a reconciliation bill, that will simultaneously partially repeal Obamacare and an attempt to defund the Planned Parenthood. And so I would just say, I think that most conservatives would say, gee, those are kind of top drawer items for conservatives. You know, people work hard in the elections. We work hard to get people elected who represent Republican or conservative views. These are big, big issues. And so this is great that we have the House taking a strong position, passed a reconciliation bill that essentially, and they claim it, it's called the Restoring Americans Healthcare Freedom Reconciliation Act. They claim it defunds Planned Parenthood and partially repeals Obamacare. So the question I want to ask you, and I'm going to answer it, is why, now that the bill's been passed by the House, it's going over to the Senate this coming week, why would the Senate's most conservative members, two of them being presidential candidates, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, along with Senator Mike Lee, why would those three conservative senators be speaking out against it and urging their Senate Republican colleagues to vote no? I mean, you really should ask yourself this because, honestly, in many circles, this bill is being touted as, hey, look, the GOP is doing what they promised, doing what they said. And there are really important answers to this, and they really go to the heart of this Speak Up for America segment, or Speak Up for America, which is, it's important to be, it's wonderful, wonderful and great to be politically active. It's important to vote. It's great to get behind your candidate you like and to try to help him or her and to tout what he or she is saying. It's a great, great thing to be an activist. But we also have to be alert. We have to be savvy. We have to be willing to connect a few dots and understand what's really happening behind the scenes. Because the short story is that the effort the House passed, which appears to be doing those two great things, is actually not only not going to accomplish either, but actually going to set back the effort to accomplish both. These are not moves intended to actually get the result desired. And when I say that, I mean exactly what I say. It's not just that these efforts may fail. It's not just that this reconciliation bill may fail to get to the goal of the partial repeal of Obamacare and the defunding of Planned Parenthood. It is that at least the cabal of GOP leaders in Washington, it's exactly what their goal is, to appear to you, the voter, to be doing the will of the people, to appear to be responding to the pressure from conservative activists and saying, yes, we're listening to you. By golly, we're going to do what you wanted. It is intended to deceive you. And this is why the senators I mentioned, the three really top conservative leading senators in the United States Senate, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Mike Lee, are against it. Let me just explain a little bit about why. And let me back up and say another thing you have to understand. I mentioned the importance of being a diligent patriot and connecting dots. Behind the scenes in Washington, what has been happening over the last several years is that the United States Chamber of Commerce has had a bigger and bigger role in shaping what the GOP leadership brings to the floor, what they try to do, what they stand for, what their goals are. And the Chamber of Commerce, you might think, well, that's probably conservative because after all, you know, they stand for business and we all love business. But the federal level, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is run by a man named Tom Donohue. He has at his disposal millions and millions and millions of dollars to persuade elected officials to see things his way, to make donations to those elected officials in exchange for promises to do what the Chamber of Commerce wants done. The Chamber of Commerce is actually far more driven by a globalist mentality, not a what's best for the American family, what's best for the American worker, what's best for the American business. It is a globalist mentality. And Tom Donohue, this president of the Chamber of Commerce, has met privately with the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, our Texas U.S. Senator, John Cornyn, the current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, although we believe he's stepping down October 31st, it's getting close, he's still there, and other people in the Republican Party, and essentially said, our goals, the Chamber of Commerce, our four top goals are these, and I'm going to tell you what they are. They're very simple to follow. The full implementation of Obamacare without adjustment. This is a Chamber of Commerce supposed to be representing business interests, which is very different from representing conservative values. So it is full implementation of Obamacare, the support of comprehensive immigration reform, including amnesty for illegal aliens, support for the full delivery, keeping intact Common Core, the educational standards that many conservatives fight over and over and over. And the last one is support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. We've talked about all those issues in the show before, and we can't go into those tonight. But in this Speak Up for America moment, I urge you just to think about what's really happening with respect to Obamacare. The GOP, the leadership in Washington, promised the conservatives in Congress, not all Republicans are conservative by a long shot. The GOP agreed with the conservatives months ago that we would not try to repeal Obamacare through the budget process, but instead would try to repeal portions of Obamacare through the reconciliation bill, which is what we're now talking about, which just passed Congress this past Friday. But instead of actually attacking the entire Obamacare legislation, instead of taking the whole bill and saying it's out, it's gone, we're not doing this, the pieces of Obamacare, you notice the GOP was careful to call it partial repeal. The pieces of Obamacare being repealed by the GOP are not the pieces that you and I and your basic average American citizen cares about. The portions of Obamacare being repealed in this reconciliation bill are the pieces that the Chamber of Commerce wants repealed. It is an agenda driven by the Chamber of Commerce, million and million and millions of dollars of donations to elected officials who are orchestrating this whole reconciliation thing. This is what's happening behind the scenes in Washington. And so when conservatives say we're not going to back this, and the other thing that happened, I should throw in quickly, is on the House side, too many Republicans are afraid, elected Republicans are afraid to be seen on the wrong side of things, to not sign on to this reconciliation bill, even if they see what's happening. Maybe they don't see what's happening, but even if they do, they don't want to have a vote against the repeal, even a partial repeal of Obamacare. So they stand for it and they sign on, they vote for it, but it's not going to get us to the conclusion we want. It's not going to get us where we want. In fact, worse than the fact that it won't get us where we want is that this effort, of course, will be opposed by President Obama. We can't go anywhere with it. We can't. President Obama is not going to sign this. And so we will have another failed attempt at a partial repeal of Obamacare. It is an attempt on Obamacare to do it via a vehicle that prevents a big stand down, a big argument about shutting down government. Who's going to shut down government? That's only going to, because under reconciliation, the Senate side, you only need 51 votes. And so they can get this bill passed, this reconciliation bill passed, House and Senate. But at the end of the day, President Obama is going to ignore it. There's nothing anyone can do about it. So it's an inconsequential effort, intended to be inconsequential, intended to be kind of a show vote to give people the chance to say, oh, yeah, look at me. I voted to partially repeal Obamacare. But it also plants in the American public's mind the notion that Republicans are ineffective, can't really accomplish it. So when the real effort to repeal Obamacare comes along, we have failed effort after failed effort after failed effort. At the end of the day, we look like we can't lead, which is exactly what the Democrats say and exactly what the American people will say. This is Debbie Georgiatis, and ladies, can we talk? We're on 660 AM, The Answer, and we're up to our first break. And right after this break, we're going to have on tonight Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who will talk with us about a number of really important issues. And the Speak Up for America moment we just finished right now, the end of the day, my urging to you is you need to connect the dots and recognize just because the GOP says they have a bill, reconciliation bill, to repeal partially Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood, it will do neither. Go to our Facebook page. We'll post links. You can read all that you want to about it and understand you're being played and we shouldn't put up with that. Come on back after our break.
The Answer. Sean Hannity says even Obama can't defend Hillary's email scandal.
He even legitimized the email scandal by saying it was legitimate. Asked if he agrees with Bill and Hillary that it's not a big deal, he said, well, it's important for her to answer these questions to the satisfaction of the American public and let them make up their own minds. So Obama, let me interpret, threw her down the stairs last night.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Michael Medved at 5 on 660 AM. The Answer.
The October 2015 shooting in Oregon was tragic. Reactions by many on the American left were predictably repetitive and unhelpful. More gun control. In Chicago, home of Democrat rule for decades and home of very strict gun control laws, someone gets shot every 2.8 hours. And in Baltimore, also with tough gun laws, just in September of 2015, homicides were up 39% and non-fatal shootings nearly doubled compared with just 1 year earlier. Taking guns away from law-abiding Americans punishes the innocent without addressing the real issues. The real issues are things like this: a government that creates anger by consistently telling various groups of hyphenated Americans that they are victims, that hatred in America abounds, families broken and divided. The Oregon shooter's dad had not seen his son in 2 years. Mental health issues. The shooter's social media was filled with idiocy and rage suggesting mental health issues. America needs to work to prevent violence, but we need to focus on solutions that address the real causes.
Hey, it's Mark Davis for my friends at Kleiman Evangelista Eye Center. Now, as their name suggests, they're all about your eyes, but how can you involve them in the fight against breast cancer? Guess what they got right now? A great deal on Groupon. For $100, you get $1,600 to put toward blade-free HD intralasik, so that's a great idea. Go to LASIKsurgery.com and do that. LASIK, L-A-S-I-K, LASIKsurgery.com. Then, get in for your free LASIK consultation, redeem that voucher at their Arlington or Plano locations. For every Groupon redeemed in October, Kleiman Evangelista Eye Center makes a donation to breast cancer research. Boom. So there you are. All you have to do to join the fight against breast cancer is take advantage of a great LASIK deal. So let's put you in touch with the folks at Kleiman Evangelista Eye Center. They accept all flex plans, health savings accounts, the Groupon, plus those extra tax-free dollars. It's an incredible opportunity, a sound investment, and it's a great way to make your life better by seeing better. Team up with Kleiman Evangelista Eye Center this month. Help battle breast cancer, 1-800-714-2020 or LASIKsurgery.com.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the option to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're debt relief advocates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-721-8733. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Debt relief advocates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call debt relief advocates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-721-8733. That's 1-800-721-8733.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only, and I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with a power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
660 AM. The Answer.
660 AM. TheAnswer.com.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM. The Answer.
Hello there. Welcome back. And thanks so much for tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk. I believe we have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on the phone. Hello, sir.
How you doing, Debbie?
Very well. How are you?
I couldn't be any better. Just got back from Shreveport. We did a Support the Shield rally for our law enforcement officers down there in Shreveport, Bossier City.
Oh, what a great cause. I'm so glad you're able to do that. Well, we love when you're in the studio with us, and so, but it's great having the phone, too. And I guess I want to talk about two different things tonight. I wanted to start with Hillary, and I don't know if you enjoyed the hour watching the hours of her testimony in front of the Benghazi committee, but whether you watched or enjoyed it, I don't know. But
well, I did watch it, and it was somewhat disheartening because I think that there was only one main question that really needed to be asked in the whole thing, and that was, Madam Secretary, did you lie or were you part of a false narrative reference the nature of the terrorist attack in Benghazi? It's a yes or no. And from there, we can proceed on because we know that it was a lie that she and President Obama, Susan Rice, were part of. And then you have to ask the follow-on question, well, then why was it necessary to create this false narrative, this lie? Because we need to get to the nature of what happened. And I believe that what ended up occurring in Benghazi was that four Americans were abandoned to die, and the Obama administration, to include Secretary then of State Hillary Clinton, were part of that. And the American people need to make the clear decision, can they trust someone such as that who abandoned Americans to die and lied about it?
You know, I thought it was interesting in her testimony, she acknowledged, well, they had emails that she'd written, so she really had nowhere else to go. She acknowledged that the very night of the attack, she had emailed her own daughter, Chelsea Clinton, to say that the ambassador was killed by an al-Qaeda-like group. But even that, I just think there's something incomprehensible about the level of her ability to lie, because even faced with that, she really didn't say, okay, yeah. She said, well, but, you know, the video was part of it, too. I just feel like the level of her being an accomplished liar is kind of alarming. I mean, I don't even know what word to use about her.
Well, that's true, and I think that's the case. And that's why I would have suggested that, you know, that hearing would have been focused on just that issue about, you know, the integrity of the person, the character of the person, the lack of honor of a person that could, you know, simply just whisk it away and lie. And knowing that when those four flag draped caskets came back and you were there at the ceremony, the things that you said to the families that you were going to bring the video producer to justice, and how we spent millions of dollars in commercial advertisements to Muslim countries to apologize, that's what she did. None of that was necessary because it was a terrorist attack. And again, Debbie, the question we have to ask ourselves, is this the person that we want to have as president of the United States of America and commander-in-chief? I know all the other things about the relationship with Sidney Blumenthal and talking points or what have you, but the most important thing is about, you know, her part in the false narrative that was created. And then you have to ask yourself, why did they lie about it? Why did we have a CIA annex in Benghazi, Libya?
Exactly. Yes. You know, I had on the show, I think just last week or perhaps 2 weeks ago, one of the people who was at the security annex, Chris, he goes by Tonto Peronto, but he was one of the security guys there who just, listening to him, and I read his book and I had him on the show. You know, they wrote the book because they felt like they watched their own government lie about so much of that night, and he and they really want the American people to know the truth. And I'm thrilled the movie's going to come out. It's going to be in January, coming out in January, 13 hours. But here's my kind of political question. So what is your gut level thought? Do you think that Hillary's testimony in front of the Benghazi committee, did it change any hearts and minds among American voters?
You know, I really don't think it moved the needle that much. I mean, if you love Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, you're going to continue to love her. And you saw her just go right out at the Jefferson Jackson dinner, I believe, in Iowa, and act like, you know, nothing happened, no big deal. You saw her reaction at the end of the 11-hour hearing, and, you know, how she threw up her hands and made this smiley face when the family members that were in that hearing room had to be dejected. So, and if you felt that Hillary is not a trustworthy person, she's still not a trustworthy person. But I believe that by the time you get around into 2016, and when you start to really focus on her and her record as Secretary of State, her record as a U.S. Senator, you will start to see that it's not built on any type of accomplishments. And if anything, it's just a series of failures to include this Russian reset button. So I think that, for those who are political animals, junkies right now, we're watching this in October. But the greater American population will start paying attention more so to this next year in 2016, and they will start to ask the questions. And this movie coming out next January is really going to be something that that'll be interesting to see, because everything is through the prism of the entertainment industry in this country.
I agree. And, you know, I had the thought listening really in the middle of watching Hillary that there would be people, especially feminist types who'd be looking at her and thinking, gosh, you know, she's one woman and she's so amazingly accomplished. She's been a first lady and a senator and a secretary of state, and she's just being, it's a political witch hunt, and she's being hassled. And I was almost thinking, my gosh, I wish we could just get the hearing over with because she's going to emerge as a victim. But the more I thought about it, I like the record was created by the truth seekers. And regardless of the efforts to paint that committee as just a political witch hunt, they are seeking truth. And I think that record is really for all time going to be important for Americans to be able to go back to and look at, for historians to look at. And as you say, we're speaking, by the way, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, as you say, really people early in the next year tuning in for the first time might go read that and say, wow, I didn't realize all this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, you combine some of the sound bites from her, some of the facial expressions. You go back and remember what difference at this point does it make. And everyone can talk about, you know, Hillary Clinton was harassed and it was a witch hunt. Four people are dead. Okay, there is no harassment for them. They're dead. And to understand how those two former Navy SEALs, Ty Woods and Glenn Doherty, died on that rooftop with incoming mortar fire, people don't come to a spontaneous demonstration with AK-47s, RPGs, and mortars. So, you know, the American people will, this is not over, and they'll get another opportunity to hear this story. And hopefully that they will hear this story and ask themselves, do I want my son or my daughter to be in the United States military with someone that allowed this to happen?
I love that point. And the other thought related to that is, I think even though candidates on the GOP side are unlikely to spend a lot of campaign money taking quotes out of her testimony, I think there'll be PACs and other organizations that work to educate or inform the American public who can get quite a few important sound bites out, that one you alluded to in her previous testimony about what difference does it make. And then from this one that just will help, you know, I think when you're a political junkie, you kind of see the world, you kind of think, well, the conservative side and the liberal side and everyone's set. But there are just millions of Americans who really are good-hearted. They want to do the right thing. And this may be a source of information about them, for them, about her, to really cause them to think, you know what, I'm not sure I can trust her. I hope that's the outcome. We know we're actually go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, I want you to go ahead.
Well, the bottom line is Vladimir Putin is not looking at Republicans or Democrats. What he is doing is aimed at the United States of America. The mortars that came in on that rooftop on Libya and Benghazi was not looking at Republicans or Democrats. It was, you know, aimed toward Americans. And we have to have someone that is not going to be so politicized in her decision-making, but she's going to take into account what Americans are facing out there in harm's way. And when you look at it through that prism, I don't see how anyone could support former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States of America.
I agree. We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and we're at our bottom of the hour break where we just need to zip off to a few commercials, but I believe you are able to hang on for one more segment, right?
That is correct, Debbie.
Great. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about a piece. I actually emailed Alan a couple weeks ago about this, that this title of Alan West's article is President Obama, 1938, called and wants his foreign policy back. I thought it was actually brilliant, and the analogies made were stellar. And I want to talk a little bit about a completely different subject, or a related subject maybe, is what's happening in the world and America's place in it. So hang on through the break. This is Debbie Georgiatis, and ladies, can we talk on 660 AM The Answer. Come on right back after our break.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Presidential race heating up. As talk show hosts, just one thing we like more than campaign issues on the radio, and that's talking about it in person. John David Wells and I are proud to invite you to GOP debate number 3, The Watch Party. JD, we got a great location this exciting night, October 28th.
Mark, we're going to fill a theater at the Studio Movie Grill at 75 in Spring Valley. Folks can arrive early. We're going to be taking a straw poll before the debate. We'll get some opinions during the breaks, and we'll do a wrap-up with listeners afterwards. Then I'll hop on the radio and start taking calls about what everybody's heard.
Sounds like a plan. So everybody go to 660amtheanswer.com right now. Get your tickets. $10 a pop. Don't miss it. We'll watch the debate and check reaction right there before our eyes and ears.
It all happens at the Studio Movie Grill, 75 in Spring Valley, Wednesday night, October 28th. Get your tickets now, just $10 at 660amtheanswer.com.
Sponsored by Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, North Texas Air, AC, and Heating Services, and Senior Reverse Mortgage Services.
You may have heard presidential candidate Bernie Sanders praise the country of Denmark. Bernie Sanders is a Democrat socialist, and he openly acknowledges he wants to bring socialism to America. But let's focus on Denmark, his favorite country. I urge you to go to a website, Manipulism, Manipulism.com. That website was put up by a woman who actually lives in Denmark and tells the truth about the astounding cost of living in Denmark. The taxes you pay when you buy a new car are 180% of the price of the car, meaning you pay more in taxes to the government than for the car you purchase. Danish people have the highest private debt in the world, and very few ever actually own a car or a house. A gallon of gas costs $10. Denmark's suicide rate averages about 20 per 100,000, much higher than the American suicide rate. Socialism makes people poor and miserable. Don't let Bernie Sanders or any other Democrat bring it to America.
This plan is not insurance and does not meet minimum credible coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act. This discount card program contains a 30-day cancellation and refund period. Administrator and benefits limited to Dallas, Texas, not available in all states.
I'm a mother. When my kids were growing up, I can't tell you how many times they had a cold, an ear, or sinus infection. I already knew it was the same thing one of the other kids had 3 months before. Could I get a doctor to call me at home? No, I had to take off work, or worse, bundle all the other kids and go to the doctor's office. Well, not anymore. RealMedSavings.com is like a discount club for healthcare. At RealMedSavings.com, you just call the 800 number and a board-certified doctor calls you back in about 15 minutes, talks to you about what it is, and then calls in a prescription if it's needed. You pay nothing for this doctor's call because you're a member of the club. RealMedSavings.com is not insurance, just real savings on everyday medical problems for your whole family. Go to RealMedSavings.com. Save money and time. RealMedSavings.com. It's worth going there.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
You can listen on the go. Find us on iHeartRadio. 660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-5759 is the number to call with your question or comment. Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. I won't do a long spiel about it right now, but we got new music on this show, and it just is so much like the message of the show, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's really great. The artist is Krista Branch, and it's wonderful. So we were talking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and we had a great time talking just a few minutes about Hillary Clinton and her testimony before the Benghazi Committee and what it really will mean to America politically. But I want change the subject and talk about, you know, Lieutenant Colonel, I know you've served the country, you have served in the Army for a long period of time, you serve in the Congress, and anyone in this audience who's heard you speak knows that you are just a student, really, of military history, the geopolitics in all over the world, but certainly with respect to the Middle East and the competing factions right now that are causing so much destruction and death, or, you know, not just ISIS, but countries that are involved in all sorts of, you're just an expert in that stuff. And so I really want to have you share with our listeners this idea you were talking about in your article, which was, I mentioned before the break, called President Obama, 1938, called and wants his foreign policy back. I will post a link to this on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. But you're basically saying we're in a very, very dangerous spot in the world right now, kind of similar to prior to World War II, where bad powers are building up. Could you tell us all about that?
Well, sure. And the title of that piece came from, if you remember, back in 2012, when Governor Mitt Romney was asked who did he think was America's biggest geopolitical threat, and he said Russia. And President Obama replied with his, you know, snarky way and manner that the 1980s are calling for his foreign policy back. Well, yep. Guess what? Here, look at where we are today with Russia and all they're doing. And so when I look at what happened between 1936 and 39, you had the great Western powers who were doing everything to avoid any type of escalation of confrontation with a resurging Germany, who had heavily invested in its economy, rebuilding its war machine. As a matter of fact, some of the new articles of the Nazi war machinery was being used in the Spanish Civil War. And then, of course, we saw that Adolf Hitler went and took over the industrial Rhineland. Not a shot was fired, and that really surprised the German generals. They annexed Austria. They demanded for the Sudetenland because they wanted to protect ethnic Germans. It was given to them. And then the next thing you know, they attacked Czechoslovakia and took it. And that came the 1938 Munich Accord signed between Neville Chamberlain and Adolf Hitler. And, of course, the same words, there will be peace in our time. Well, if you fast forward to today, you see an American president, Barack Obama, who tries to avoid any type of escalation and confrontation. And these, you know, these powers that are out there, such as Russia, Vladimir Putin, China, Xi Jinping, and Iran, Hassan Rouhani and the Ayatollah Khamenei, they recognize that, and they're continuing to push. And no different than the Munich Accord in 1938, you have the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is the Iranian nuclear agreement. And remember that Adolf Hitler continued on, and he invaded Poland with the blitzkrieg tactics that he had practiced and refined during the Spanish Civil War in support of Generalissimo Franco. And when he was asked about this accord that they signed, he said, it's just a piece of paper. And I think that's the exact same way that the Iranians see this this accord that we've signed with them. They've tested ballistic missiles. They have shown us videos of their underground missile base. Their Quds force is now fighting alongside Hezbollah under Russian air cover in Syria. Xi Jinping in China has built these archipelagos, man-made archipelagos, put military fortifications on it along a route where 35 to 40% of the sea lanes of commerce transit. So back then in 36 to 39, the powers that were growing were Germany, Japan, and Italy. Today we see Russia, Iran, and China. So that's why I say 1938 is calling for its foreign policy back, Mr. Obama.
You know, that was fabulous summary, and I appreciate that so much. I did reread it again today, and I read a longer, very long piece in the Wall Street Journal that was by Henry Kissinger, A Path Out of the Middle East Collapse. And, you know, part of what I wanted to talk with you about, I mean, this is a fabulous diagnosis of where we are, but one reason we are there, where we are in the world, is that we have a leadership in America, a presidency and a whole administration that does not really think America has a special place in the world, that doesn't think it's exceptional, and doesn't think that America should be a leader and a standard bearer for liberty or standard bearer for what's right, that we have. And I will tell you that I was at a talk recently by a congressman, actually, a very small group, and he was running through how bad things are in the Middle East. And one of the questions he got from the audience was, essentially, given how bad things are and how much Obama and the Democrats have capitulated, allowed the situation to become out of control, allow the Russians to move into Syria and do what they're doing, is the best answer for America just to withdraw, stay home, and let them fight out over there without us? And so I was curious what your reaction is to that question.
Well, that's not an option. That's not a viable option. If you want a United States of America that's irrelevant, if you want an America that, you know, will have no allies to trust them and embolden enemies, then okay, follow along with that. You know, right now we see the Sykes-Picot Treaty of post-World War I falling apart, the remaking of the Middle East. But who is there to try to usher in a new Middle East? It's Russia and Iran becoming the dominant players there. And I don't think that the United States of America has to seek to be the world's policeman, but the United States of America has to have peace through strength and show that we are a key player in foreign policy and show that we can be a power and strength and might and deterring the actions of some of these adversaries and this new axis that we see developing. You know, what do you say to Egypt? What do you say to Israel? What do you say to the Kurds? What do you say to the United Arab Emirates? You know, and to Jordan, these people who, you know, are seeking us as a willing ally, you're just going to abandon them. I guess it's just the same as you abandon the four Americans to die in Benghazi. You know, it is no different. And I believe that's the wrong message that you want our allies to see. So then, as the world begins to shrink around you, how can you be a better player in these global events? You're not going to be, and no different from what's happening out there in the Pacific, where South Korea and Taiwan and Vietnam and the Philippines and others, they don't see America as a trusted ally. Japan is looking at changing from a self-defense force to a full-up military. They're going to change their constitution. And why? Because they can't trust America.
You know, I'm so glad you ran through all that. And I'm 1,000% with you on that, that I'm just deeply disheartened and concerned about where America stands in the world's eyes now. It is the bad guys in the world feel emboldened. They don't think there's any threat from America. And I do. I sense in that question I mentioned to you about, you know, should we just abandon things and go home? We are in a bad place because of, you know, 6 years plus of decision making that isn't willing to just take a strong stand for demanding that the bad guys back down, that we stand strong with our allies, that our allies know we're with them and that our enemies know we will fight. So given where we are now and the mess created in Syria and with ISIS on the march and the extreme hegemonic goals of Iran, who's now feeling emboldened by us. In fact, I think a lot of the, actually, I'll ask you this question. Don't you think the world looked at the Iranian deal we made and thought, oh, America's probably okay with expanding Iranian control over that part of the world? And did that the message we sent?
Oh, absolutely. That's the message we sent. And we told the Sunni allies in the region that they're going to have to fend for themselves. So you are going to create a nuclear arms race. And chances are, you know, Iran is not going to stop spending centrifuges. You know, we don't have any means by which we can dispatch inspectors. As a matter of fact, Iran has said we're not going to allow any American inspectors. So when you have a president that, you know, flat out, he blocked the ability for this resolution of for disapproval to even come up to vote on the Senate floor.
Yep.
You have 42 Democrats that filibustered it. So the American people have just been told, this is what I want. I don't care about your voice out there through your representatives in the Senate. This is going to go through, and it's going to be a fait accompli. And what message does that send to all the despots, dictators, theocrats, and autocrats? And again, you know, people say that we should just withdraw back and not be engaged or whatever. That's the exact same thing that happened back in 1936 to 39. And then by 1941, guess what ended up happening? A catastrophic event that drew us into this because we tried to sit it out and not pay attention and not want to be a part of these events that were happening all around us. We have Islamic terrorist cells that are in this country that are operating just waiting for the green light. So we cannot withdraw from the world. Not saying that we have to go out and police it, but we should be able to go out and find the bad guys and kill the bad guys.
You know, you went to the exact question. I was going to loop back also to the point of your article about the idea of this being 1938. I think if the world could, you know, go back in time and have stopped Hitler much earlier, I don't think you'd find anyone really on any side of the battle would think, oh, you know, it was a great thing that we had to go through the torture of World War II. We would have, if you could go back in time, you would change the reaction. You would respond more strongly to Hitler back then. And I think the same thing is, I love your article making the point and alerting Americans to, we can't let this axis of power grow among the despots of the world, the tyrants, the bullies, the aggressors, because we will face another situation. And frankly, worse, because back then there were far fewer players who had nuclear weapons. But at this point, so many players have nuclear weapons. The idea of not stopping and taking aggressive action to stop many of the bad actors in the world could have such larger consequence. I mean, and just catastrophically larger consequences than World War II.
No, you're absolutely right. If the great Western powers had a pushback against Adolf Hitler when he sought to take the industrial Rhineland, you know, probably this would not have gone anywhere. If the great Western powers had not allowed Adolf Hitler to test his new war machine tools in the Spanish Civil War, it would not have gone anywhere. My concern, Debbie, is that we still have about 15 to 16 months under this administration. These, you know, the Russias, the China, Iran, North Korea, the Islamic terrorists, they're going to continue to push this thing. And I don't know where the world will be come January of 2017, but it's going to be in a very bad place.
We're speaking tonight, and we are wrapping up our interview with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Sir, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I'm sorry I couldn't be in studio with you, but I will be next time.
I hope so. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, this is Debbie Georgias and Ladies Kimmy Talk on 660 AM The Answer. We're going to go off to our break, so we have a little bit of time before the top of the hour, and I have my second hour roundtable leading ladies already here, Janie McGarry and Carrie Kellerman, and a great guest at the top of the hour. So come on back after the break for Ladies Can We Talk.
The answer 660 AM the answer.com.
Some groups on the American left claim that they're standing up for women when they push pro-choice views, demand taxpayer-funded birth control, and argue for same-sex marriage. But these groups are not standing up for women. They're standing up for liberal political and social views. But there's a reason they claim they're standing up for women. Once they stake out the pro-women ground, they can attack people who disagree with their political views as anti-women. The truth is, millions of women do not agree with left-wing views. Women have created new political groups over the last 6 years that advocate for conservative ideas. Here are just a few. Ladies Can We Talk, Smart Girl Politics, Susan B. Anthony List, Independent Women's Forum, Kitchen Cabinet, Voices of Conservative Women, Concerned Women of America, Eagle Forum. The political energy among American women is on the conservative side today because conservative ideas actually work and they uphold the values of millions of American women.
One day, we were like, hey, you know what would be great?
What's that?
A huge Christmas party this December. Let's say December 5th.
Fun.
Hey, you know who we should invite?
Ooh, how about Toby Mac? Call him.
So we did. Dude, Toby, hey, call up some of your closest friends. We're throwing a party.
Yeah, we holla at you.
So here's your official invite. Our sister station, 94.9 KLTY and Dallas Baptist University Concert Series, brings you Toby Mac's This Is Not a Test. Saturday, December 5th at Verizon Theater with special guest Brent Nicole. Colton Dixon. And Holland. Get your tickets right now at AXS.com. For special discounted group tickets, hit up GetGroupTickets.com or call 844-381-4751.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
Do you have a house to sell that's in need of repair? Don't fix it. Sell it today, the easy way. Hello, I'm Dan Franklin. Our company buys houses all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're currently paying $5,000 to $10,000 extra, and condition is not a problem. Our process is simple. Call us today and schedule a free, no-obligation consultation.
After a brief walkthrough, we'll show you the current market value of your property and then make you a dependable cash offer on its as-is condition. Get an extra $5,000 to $10,000 more today and sell your house the easy way. Call us now and schedule a free, no-obligation consultation. Call 214-929-5555. That's 214-929-5555. Again, call 214-929-5555.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hello there, and welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. I want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who called in the last couple segments, and we had great conversation about Hillary and the Benghazi hearing and what Americans should take from that, and then also the geopolitical situation in the world and the danger America is in right now because of the failure to stand up against the world's bullies, dictators, aggressors, and how what a dangerous situation the Middle East is in right now. And so, you know, I want to say, first of all, that I love doing this show because I love talking about all sorts of issues that we talk about. You know, our mantra is all issues are women's issues. And this is, you know, ladies talk about America's future. This show is really all about being the guardians of America's future. Our job as patriots, as Americans, is to preserve this country for the next generation. And sometimes to do that big picture thinking, which is involved in what Alan West wrote, the article I mentioned to you and that I will post on our Facebook page. Because in our day-to-day lives, we get busy with our kids and our obligations and our jobs and all the busyness. And just like people did in pre-World War II, they were busy with their lives. They didn't really want to focus in and pay attention. What is this crazy guy again? I forget his name, from some German Hitler, I think it is. They didn't know what he was up to until he created, as we all know now, by the value of living today and being able to look backwards, he created misery for millions, death and destruction. And so we, as guardians of America's future, need to see ourselves as responsible to say we're going to be a little bit alert, a little forward-looking, a little bit dot-connecting, a little bit analytical, so we see the dangers and we do something better than happened before World War II. So that's what Alan West's article was about. I love that. I also meant to mention while he was on air, and I'll quick tell you now, Alan West actually formerly represented a district in Florida in the United States Congress, but he now lives in Dallas, Texas, and he's the president of a great organization called the National Center for Policy Analysis, NCPA. Their tagline is America's Think Tank. They do a fabulous job, position papers on all sorts of very, very important issues. And they also hold great events. And one of the commercials on the show tonight is about one of their events. I am moderating an event for NCPA on Friday, December 4th, involving three women mayors. And I urge you to go to the website for NCPA and check out their, just Google National Center for Policy Analysis, and the commercial will come up, I think, in the second hour and tell you about that. But I'd love to have you join us that day. It's a great organization. Alan West has just done a fabulous job heading up that organization. So in this little segment, just before the top of the hour, end of the first hour, I use the expression, I want to do a cruise through the news. And I can only talk as fast as I'm talking, which is probably too fast. But I want to hit a few really important stories. One, I just wanted to mention, I had the amazing opportunity this week. I went to an organization's meeting called the Claire Booth Luce Policy Institute. And I am actually so impressed. They had an event, a women's summit in Fort Worth this week. And I didn't really know a lot about this group, but I went to their summit. This is conservative women, the Claire Booth Luce Policy Institute, run by Michelle Easton. And actually Claire Booth Luce's granddaughter, Claire Luce, is on the board, a stellar board. They put an amazing event, but I went to the luncheon on Saturday and ended up seated next to one of my heroes. It's a woman whose name is Nani Darwish, last name D-A-R-W-I-S-H. She is the author of one book I have read, which is Now They Call Me Infidel, Why I Renounced Jihad for America, Israel, and the War on Terror. I got to talk to her at the whole lunch. And believe me, I just tried to soak in everything she had to say. She actually has 3 books out. She will be coming in the show in the future. We talked about coming in the show. She'd love to come on. But she's a very, very brave woman leader in America. She grew up in Egypt, in an Islamic family. She became very, very aware of how dangerous and alarming the impact of Islam was, not just in Egypt, her country, but around her part of the world. And she was actually in America on an airplane landing at an airport when the news came on the air and they came on to announce the 9/11 attacks had happened, that the World Trade Center towers had been hit by terrorist attack. And she said in the book, I knew exactly who it was. I knew it was Islamic terrorists. And I would just tease her future on this show, when she comes on the show, her future time on the show, to say she's very good at answering the question why America should be extremely leery, if not downright unwilling, to accept refugees from Syria and other Islamic refugees from around the world, because we need to know who's coming here. She's also extremely aware and able to tell the story of why anyone who cares about women and equality and women's right to live freely should never in any slight degree humor or acknowledge or give any credence to Sharia, to the push of the spread of Islam around the world. She is so aware of what Islam really is, unlike the American apologetic types who want to say all religions are equal. She says, no, let me tell you the truth. I grew up in it. I know. Okay, so, you know, she was fabulous to me. I can't wait to have her on the show. And then I'm going to tell you another quick study. We have about, okay, we have only 45 seconds. We have to go to break. Fine. Okay. All I really wanted to say was, you know, this show is always about all sorts of cultural issues. In the second hour, we're going to talk about, you know, what the GOP should do now that Hillary apparently will be the Democrat candidate on that side, you know, on the left side of the aisle. What should GOP politicians do to reach out and persuade women voters, especially the young, single, working women who tend to vote Democrats? We're going to hit that issue. We're going to talk to a woman who's masterful at reaching out to the Hispanic community and bringing them along to support the GOP. So we got a great second hour ahead with Carrie Kellerman and Jenny McGarry. This is Debbie Georgettis. Ladies, can we talk? 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Come on back after our break.
A recent guest on Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgettis, Benghazi hero Chris Peronto, is coming to town on October 29th. You can hear this brave soldier tell his story of what really happened on September 11th, 2012 in Benghazi, Libya. The ladies of the Irving Republican Women's Club and the Coppell Republican Women's Club are hosting Chris Peronto Thursday, October 29th at the Las Colinas Country Club in Irving. For tickets, go to CoppellRepublicanWomen.com. Chris Peronto's story is told in the blockbuster new book, 13 Hours. And the movie 13 Hours, coming out in January 2016. If you've heard Chris on Ladies Can We Talk, you know his story is not only riveting, but important for patriotic Americans to understand. Join Debbie Georgettis on October 29th at the Las Colinas Country Club with Chris Peronto. For tickets and more information, go to CoppellRepublicanWomen.com. VIP reception is available, and there will be a Q&A after hearing Chris's story. This is a don't-miss event.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You